Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Merry Christmas to every single person out there. Merry Christmas to Milan. Merry Christmas to Dave.
Say hello to Robin. You're looking at Robin's back of her head.
What's going on there?
Oh, they were delivering our tea and coffee.
I'm sorry, we had a little delivery problem going on here at the last minute. Well, good morning, Steve. Right. Good afternoon.
It is live radio, so, we want you to join us, and the phone number all day today, well, the next 3 hours, 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. 3,000. Just that simple. Really hope that you can join us today. If you've got a problem or if somebody you know needs some help, you know, the phone number beyond the radio program is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I was thrilled to get to be in Southern California last week. It was New Life celebrated our Christmas party in Texas, and we celebrated our Christmas party in California.
Which one did you like the best, Steve?
I liked them. I liked Texas better. Okay. So anyway, no, that's not true.
That's like asking which child do you like the best.
I know. I knew that when I said it. I'm just.
You know what Solomon
Steve
says?
Up.
I'll ask questions like that, and Solomon will say, "Dad, that's like asking which is your favorite book." He's saying it's just not possible to come up with that. Anyway, we absolutely love you and want you to know that every Wednesday we sit down, and as an organization, we have a devotional time, and we pray for each of you, and we hope that you would pray for us also. We need all the prayers and support that we can possibly get, because we are here to do one thing: help people transform their lives. Total transformation. What does that mean? That means transform a pretty good marriage into an absolutely stellar marriage. That's transformation. Or, as we've seen so many times, a man going from being involved with a sexual integrity problem to transformed into something totally different, a man of honor and character, and then eventually reaching out to other folks.
You know, you told some stories at our event last week, and they were very inspiring, Steve. They were along that theme.
Yeah.
And it is amazing the transformational stories we hear.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about the Christmas spirit, quote unquote, and the great movies that people love to watch, such as It's a Wonderful Life with George Bailey, or A Christmas Story, Dickens' Christmas Story with Scrooge in it, or Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Every one of those, which are these amazing, great favorite stories, every one of those is about transformation. It's not about somebody getting Christmas presents and feeling better. These lives were transformed. And I love that, because that is the story of Jesus coming in the form of a baby and then dying for us so that we could experience eternal life, but also that we could live like him and experience transformation, to trust in his truth and be transformed. And so, you know, it is not an accident that people support us during this time, because it is a ministry of transformation. If you are a listener and you've never supported us, we are in a year-end campaign, and I would just ask anybody who's never given, think about just sitting down, maybe a huge sacrifice, not much, but how about a $100 gift to New Life. Just that simple. You can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and find out how to do that.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops and we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here, and I'm talking about, I was talking about transformation with two amazing transformers, Dr. Dave Stoop and Milan Yurkovich. Dave has a great book out that will transform your marriage, Smart Love. And Milan and Kay's book, How We Love, I mean, that'll transform you. And then you can be a different person in the marriage that you're in, or as a single person, insight that you won't believe. You can get those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's also where you could call and support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But
Steve,
right now, yes, sir.
You know what's interesting about all those transformation stories is it's not just reading a book or attending a workshop or a seminar or listening to this show. It's about attending a seminar, a workshop, reading a book, listening to the show, and then doing something differently, choosing
right.
to do something that feels different than what you're currently doing, and in
right.
many cases runs against the grain of what feels natural to us. And that's how transformation takes place.
I agree. It's just important that everybody see that willingness to do the uncomfortable thing
mm-hmm.
usually is the path to where we eventually feel really good about ourselves. And a lot of times we're doing stuff to feel good, but we don't feel too good about ourselves. You can change that right now with willingness, and just ask God for the power to be willing. If you don't have it yourself, 1-800-NEW-LIFE will help you. But to be on the program, and I'm going to go right to the phones right now, to be on the program, call us at 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Kathy, Marblehead, Massachusetts, and she listens on the internet. We're glad she does. Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my question relates to a panic disorder that I developed a few years ago when my mom passed away.
Yes.
And the one symptom that just keeps dogging me is when I stand up and I'm standing still, I just feel like very lightheaded and like I'm going to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a lot of meds and different treatments, and it just won't seem to go away. And it was a pretty traumatic thing with my mom, so that runs deep. And I just didn't know if you guys had any advice for me.
Okay. Milan, why don't you start us off here?
Is that the only thing, Kathy, just that you are a little lightheaded when you stand up?
Well, I'm sitting down right now, and I'm kind of feeling it now because I'm talking to you guys.
Sure.
yeah, so it's not just when I stand up, but that's when I get really scared, because when I'm sitting, I know I'm not going to faint. It's
well,
when I'm standing still. Once I start walking, it's okay, or when I start moving, it's okay.
So have you ever fainted?
No.
Okay.
I'll usually sit before I go to that far.
Okay. So just to say that dizziness is a part of panic. It is a part of the panic disorder, to use your terms. And it's a miserable thing. I presume you've had other symptoms in the past that have subsided, however. If you're using that broad definition, did you have other symptoms besides lightheadedness?
Yeah, there's plenty. Nauseous.
Yeah.
So fearful now these days. I'm getting, I've made progress. Like before, I didn't even want to leave my apartment. Now I'm actually driving and getting up, out and about. I'm not working right now because of it. It's
okay, so I have really a recommendation, Kathy. What you're, and then we'll hear from Dave and Steve, but what you're experiencing is very common, and it would appear as though your mom's death was at some level very traumatic to you. It really it hit you very hard in a way that caused you to feel traumatized and frightened by the whole event. Would you agree?
Yes, very
okay.
much.
So I'm going to recommend that. Have you ever tried EMDR, eye movement?
A little bit. I'm familiar with it, but I haven't really followed through with
okay,
it.
Okay, well, what I want you to think about, and I'm going to close with this and let Dave and Steve talk. I would like you to think that of yourself is not just having a panic disorder, but as someone who has been also traumatized and that you're suffering from a trauma experience. And I want you to just keep that in mind and then look to get help from a trauma expert, specifically somebody that does EMDR.
Okay.
Dave, Steve?
The other part of it is that panic disorders are not really related to the marketplace like they originally thought. It's the fear of the fear.
Yeah.
So for you, it'd be the fear of feeling dizzy and the fear of fainting and mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the fear of the fear is something that we develop a secondary set of fears, fainting or...
Yeah, and it's like the way I've described it to some people in my office is that you imagine a vicious dog is threatening you. And if you give in to your fear of that dog senses that you're afraid and it gets more vicious and more scary. Whereas if you kind of laugh at the dog and say, you can't hurt me, he goes away. That's the way fear operates. Fear that is not faced grows stronger, and mm-hmm. fear that is faced will grow weaker. And so I'm not saying that you try to pass out, but that's one of the things that you do is say, well, so if I pass out, I pass out. You know, if I faint, I faint. You know.
Now, Kathy, here's a...
Yes.
Tell me about any group that you're a part of on a regular basis. Do you meet with a group?
My church has a group called In Motion, and I just jumped in on that, and it's to help people work through their stuff.
Have you gone to that group? Have you gone there?
I just started going.
Okay. Now, that's a place where people are going to be dealing with a lot of different issues. And it's issue-oriented, right?
Yeah.
But that isn't the way the world works, right?
Right.
That those groups are so important. I applaud your church for doing that. We're going to start one at our church, too.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm talking about. What group are you with that's just a group where you're not dealing with a problem, an issue, you're just a person in the group? Is there anything like that that you're involved with?
Not besides church. Well, I have a family group that's associated with church. I go to every other week.
Every other week. Okay.
Church.
And are you a regular attender there? Do you go to that all the time? Okay.
Yeah.
So I just think it would be great if now do they know that you struggle in this area?
Somewhat. They don't understand it. You know.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I think it's courageous that you continue to go to that, and please don't stop. I think those are the kinds of places where you just practice being you, and sometimes if you tell folks, I struggle. I think I'm going to be sitting here at this group, and I'm just going to pass out. You say it out loud, and no longer is the struggle there.
That's facing the vicious dog without fear.
So But I just think you need to be practicing being you in normal groups, and especially a home group like that, where you could just open up and say, yeah, here's my struggle, and I hope you'll understand if I get up and leave or whatever. And then you probably will have much of a less need to get up and leave or even worry about it. Because a lot of times we wonder, do people sense that I'm different? Do people sense I'm going through this? And once we just tell them what we're going through, now we don't have to obsess over that. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and it is going to help you here. Here's a book that's designed to help us go from reacting to responding. And it's not the end all of all books, but I would say if everybody in the world read it, it'd be a better world. So Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is in North Korea, if he read this, it really could help him a lot.
Steve, let me just say one more thing. I would also recommend to Kathy that she get a physical exam from a medical doctor because there's something known as orthostatic hypotension, which is when you stand up, you have low blood pressure and you can feel dizzy. Mm-hmm. And it's possible that that might be happening too, which can happen at any age, but it can happen as we get older. So she should check on to see if she has low blood pressure.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good idea there. All right. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. We'll go to our next caller in just a second. But I do want to remind everybody that we, right now, based on what I see, we're about halfway to our goal here. We need to raise $1.5 million by December the 31st. When you support this broadcast this way, the broadcast stays on. We offer more scholarships to the life-changing workshops. We continue to grow our network of Christian counselors, real live Christian counselors. We continue to work with churches and individuals to build up a place where it's safe to grow and to recover. Please help us. And I'm asking for a lot of people to call us today and saying, you know what, I've never given before, but here's $100 to stay on the air. That's actually 50 cents a broadcast day for next year. So if you could pay us 50 cents for every day we're on the air next year, that'd be super. But whatever you could do, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of a giving program that gives life and gives transformation to families. Let's go to Paul, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. How can we help today?
Well, I have a situation that I need some advice with. My son has offered for my wife and myself to, if we wanted, he lives halfway across the country, to, if we wanted to relocate, he would offer for, you know, to keep us there until we got resettled. And he offered this to my wife, myself. And I personally have reservations about it. But my wife was totally sold out on the idea, and she went out there about 6 months ago and has been staying there, which is understandable. They had a child. But they want an answer over the holidays on whether we're going to do this or not. Now, like I said, I have reservations. Some are very practical, but the greatest one is that our marriage is not good. It is like two steps away from divorce, as I would see.
Yeah, right.
I offered to my wife, I said, why don't we work out what we have to work out before we venture to even look at this?
Okay, but she's been there 6 months.
She didn't like that idea. She already up and left. But my question is,
okay,
since they want to know what I'm going to do, I need to know how much information I can share with my son. I mean, you know, there is boundaries, even when your kid's an adult. You know, I don't want to
I get it.
Cause bad feelings.
I get it. She's been there for 6 months. Yeah, she's been there 6 months. And so you need some wisdom here about how to handle this. And so here's my question. How does sharing anything with your son fix the problem with you and your wife?
Oh, it doesn't.
Okay. So why isn't the approach, how do I get my wife back on my team here? I mean, we need to look at a lot of different things, and we'll do that after this break, okay? We'll talk about you and your wife, and then we'll talk about what would be the best approach with your son. But she's been there 6 months now, and so they're a unit, it sounds like. They are wanting to know what you're going to do. All right, so we'll deal with that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be here for another 2.5 hours. Would love to talk with you. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking with Paul. His wife moved out 6 months ago, moved in with the son, with the idea that they were going to move there and get a new start. And 6 months later, he's been given a kind of a deadline here. Let's start with you, Dave. What do you think when you hear about something like this? How could we help him? His wife, he says it. Their marriage is in big trouble.
Well, I think the obvious place, the easiest place to start is to talk to the son in generalities. He's got to know that things aren't going well because of the 6 months that have gone on. But I'm concerned that how you've been communicating with your wife over the past 6 months.
How have you been communicating with her?
Or have you?
Very little. Some cell calls, texts. Not too often, though, really.
So you kind of let that
slip. Kind of send me this and send me that. You know, I forgot this at the house and those kind of things.
I think, Paul, I would get on a plane and fly out there, not for the purpose of settling this with your son, but for the purpose of finding out what your wife is willing to do, and what if you were to come, what is she willing to do? If you don't come, what is she willing to do? And explore the possibilities with that.
What prevents you from getting on a plane and going there and saying, this is something that we need to deal with face-to-face, me and my wife? What would prevent you from having that in the plane, especially with Christmas coming up?
I have done that twice, and it always turns into a fiery battle. I try to be, practical and diplomatic about it, but she is just adamant that she wants to be there. One of my fears is that she says she would go to counseling if I moved out there. But
that may not be the right approach to take here. We need to do something before you move so that you're not just there and nothing good happens. You know?
Everything stays the same.
You know what, Paul, I would do? I would give since your son is asking you a direct question, I would give him a direct answer. Because he's an adult. He's no longer an infant. He's not an adolescent. He's out from underneath your authority structure. And to treat him like an adult means I'm going to be honest with you. And you're right, there's boundaries. But I would tell him and be honest, I don't want to bring our marital strife into your home.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's not fair for us to bring unsettled business into your home. It's only going to make your home a more of a challenging place to be. Yeah. So until we find ourselves more squared away and rectified as a husband and wife, I can't bring our mess into your house, son. Now that puts pressure on your wife to say or do or be something as well. And you're sharing the load, and you're also sharing the support of the family to say, this is the reality of what you're inviting into your home, and I can't participate in that. Now, if you moved to that city and said, I will move to the city, rent an apartment, stay in a residence inn or something, if we'll do counseling, and if your wife will hold on to that and commitment and make sure she's willing to do it, that's another option. But she's really bonded with her grandchild and her child, and you've been excluded. And so you're on
that's
the outs.
True.
Yeah. And so that's...
It has been that way since our children were born.
Yeah. And that, so this behavior isn't unusual.
So Well, that's why she went ahead without you, is because you guys aren't a team. You're separated, and something needs to be done there. That's the beginning.
If she's willing to work on it.
Yeah.
But this is not uncommon for some attachment styles in our book, How We Love, to overly attach with their children and grandchildren to the exclusion of the spouse. Mm-hmm. We talk about that in How We Love Our Kids. So what you're describing is common. But it needs to be faced. And then you need to make it clear to everybody, I'm not going to continue this until my wife works on us together.
And that's a big job.
It's a big job.
I don't know. Are you retired now, Paul, or are you still working?
No, I am still working, and this is one of my issues.
Sure.
If I quit my job and sell the house and move out there and things still implode, that's going to be a disaster for me.
Sure, it would be.
There's nothing to suggest that.
I take care of my elderly parents.
We're not going down that road. We're saying I think it's time that you try one more time to get with her face to face. Go out there, let the son know. If he doesn't, I mean, as if she hasn't said anything, it should be obvious that these are deep, deep problems, and her being there without you doesn't solve them.
And you're moving there certainly doesn't solve.
No, that's
it doesn't.
Right. All right, let me send you Smart Love and see if there's something in there that might help you. But I would hope that maybe some kind of breakthrough could come because of Christmas or just the time of year that maybe she would see things differently. I don't know, but let's give it a try. And I wouldn't. I don't think it's a problem to say to your son, "I'm going to come and try to talk about why your mom and I have been separate for 6 months and see if we can't make some progress."
30 years.
Yeah. Well, really, 30 years. Yeah. That's right. All right, we'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about tv.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I've asked people to support us. Here's Susan. Mary Etta, Georgia sent $400 to be part of this. Zelma from Jacksonville, Florida, $100. Sebastian and Tia from North Platte, Nebraska, $109. Gary, DeSoto, Texas, $300. Peter from Camarillo, $25. Arvella, Aurora, Colorado, $100. If your station isn't represented, hey, call us and say, "Hey, I want to be part of this." It really is. It's so vital that we get your support, more support than last year. We really love doing this. We love the results, and hope that if you do too, if you love to see lives transformed, you will help us. Especially if you've never helped us before, what a great time to come alongside here and help some people that need it. Now let's go to Dee from Orlando, Florida, listening on Sirius XM. That's channel 131, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hello, Dee. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing okay. What's going on today?
Well, I'll give you a little brief synopsis. So I've been married 21 years. I'm married. I have two boys. So I'm in a household of boys. Four years ago, I lost my mom, which was very difficult for me because I was very close to her. She was the woman in my life. But the year before that, I lost my dad. So I had some pretty, you know, difficult times there. So
yes.
With my husband, though, I just feel like I can't control what he does, the way he chooses to interact with my sons. I feel like I'm probably a vacillator because a lot of times I'm like, "Oh, you didn't reach my expectations. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not going to be married anymore." And then I calm down and I go, "Well, okay, it wasn't that bad." And, you know, but it's still, it's a continuous pattern. And
And I feel maybe he's an avoider. He works a lot of hours. I don't see him. He works 6 days a week, and he works from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night most days. So I don't see him a lot. And he'll come home, and he'll spend a lot of time with my son's issues. Like, he'll go on his email and help schedule things for him. He'll read his college essay.
Okay.
There's so much
for
that. So my question to you is, how do I live in a household that where I can be happy, that I don't want to control anybody, but I don't want to, I get frustrated and angry, and I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want to be angry at somebody that they don't do what I want them to do.
Yeah, let me ask you this. You said, I don't want to control anybody.
Right.
A lot of times people say they don't want to control anybody. What they really mean is they want everybody to live the way they want them to live, so they don't have to tell them things that show that they want to be in control. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
I do.
Maybe you do want to control everybody.
Possibly.
Maybe that's what makes you feel secure.
To make my life, like, to make everybody, so instead of spending, when you get home from work, instead of spending, you know, the next 2 hours on your phone, I would rather have you sit down and talk with me and do this and spend time with us as a family.
Okay, right. Now, if that's true, if that's what you want, then you have to be sure that the previous 3 days haven't been filled with criticism and judgment, to where a guy would be thinking, the last thing I want to do is open myself up to more of that. That's just a question or a comment or an observation here. But Mylan is the inventor of vacillation. He and Kay really got us talking about it. So, Mylan, what do you think here? Take it from here.
Well, I'm not the inventor. 70 years of attachment research is. Yeah. And people like John Bowlby, Mary Ainsworth, et cetera, et cetera. But I would recommend 3 things. And I love your honesty, your transparency, calling us. Here's what I recommend. Number one, I really want you to face your history, which is to face losses somehow that you incurred that made you frightened and or hypervigilant about closeness and distance. Something started a quest on your part to hold people close, and that's why you said your mom was your best friend and your dad was so close. Mm-hmm. It was traumatizing to use them. To lose them, but really something earlier probably began that process of you wanting to hold people close. And you need to spend some time looking at your past, because your history is what's colliding with your husband's history. And so if we don't deal with our history, we can't just fix the current problem. So that's number one. But in the current, you need to do exactly what you modeled a little while ago. I loved it. You said, honey, I'd like to have some time to spend some time together when you come home from work. Could we do Dave and Jan's devotional together every night, or Steve's devotional every night, and just talk and share? I'd love that. Because one of the things that's hard for you is to ask for what it is you want. You want people to just get you and just do what you want without you having to ask. But if you can tell your husband, I'm hurt when we don't spend time together, or I'm lonely when we don't spend time together, could we have some time every night to talk? And take one of these workbooks and then say, let's go around this each one of these devotionals. Asking and then telling your husband you hurt and you're lonely instead of getting angry at him is the antidote that Steve was referring to a moment ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That does make a lot of sense.
Dave has something here. Hold on 1 second, Dee. Dave has something. What, okay. Dave?
Well, I think doing something like Steve, like Mylan is suggesting, having a resource is a key, because that gets you off the control seat. But I would also encourage you to develop a broad group of women friends where you get some of your needs met, because that takes some of the pressure off of your husband. And if he's an avoider, one of the things that he resists is pressure. And I know because that's the way I've been all my life and until I started recovering. but if you have some lady friends that you can share things with, that will take some of the pressure off of him and make it, and then institute the things that Mylon was saying. Don't let it just happen. It's not going to just happen. You got to have a path to follow for it to happen.
I was talking to my wife about flow and current, and you know, if you don't have some good stuff flowing out of you, if you don't create the current, as she says, of good things coming out, then it's hard for somebody to go against the current. And so if you can literally say, I've got to have some good things coming out of this mouth, encouraging things. I've got to stop some of the negative things. I've got to reverse the flow or create an undertow that might be attractive or it might be easy for someone to swim through or navigate through. Now we've got a change in me that might motivate the other person to come on and explore some different ways of being. That would be the goal. So I'm really glad that you called, and I sense that you have How We Love. Let me send you Dave's book, Smart Love. Hope that will give you some things here. But we've heard over the years, and I'm just going to speak for us guys here for a minute, that, you know, a woman wants a man to be open, but then she will do some things that will shut the man down. And so we got to, you know, if you want an open man that comes in, you're the priority, look at anything that might be there that you say, I could change that. And then he senses it. And then he thinks this is safe, versus no matter how we start out, it always ends up, I did that wrong. And, she didn't like that. Make it safe. And then you might find him coming back for more and more time.
You know, the five most dreaded words that a man hears is, honey, we need to talk. Mm. And a woman will say that. And every man I've asked about that, he says, yeah, I'm in trouble. And what the woman really needs is, I'm feeling disconnected. I need to have some time with you.
Right. Hey, if you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. Last week, we received a note from a truck driver. They heard Kim Dixon and Becky Brown, and we were on, and she gave a shout-out to truck drivers. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out, too, because he really appreciated it. We love you truckers out there. And I'm so glad you found our radio program. And if you can ever pull into a workshop or a counselor, well, that's absolutely amazing. But when people support us, you're supporting these guys that are out there, and these women are out there driving these trucks across the country, and they're picking up our radio program. We're so glad that they do. If you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Please call us if you can. We'll be back after this.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, of course, we're asking folks to come alongside here and help us out here at year end. And Eric did in Perrysburg, Ohio, with $20. And Kathleen from Nashville, $100. I was asking folks, could you give $100? And here's Phyllis, Lebanon, New Jersey, $1,000. Thank you for those gifts. They make literally all the difference in the world. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help us, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Rose from Anaheim, California. Hi, Rose. Welcome to New Life. Listens on KKLA.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help today?
Question. Am I doing it right, or do I need to change what I'm doing?
Change what you're doing.
No, I think you're doing it right.
We don't know what you said. We don't know what you want to change.
Tell us what's going on.
Okay. I was married for only 3 years. Prior to that, I was living with my boyfriend for 2 years, so total of 5 years together. We separated for about 6 years because he was in denial. We went to therapy. They all said he was a sex addict. And I didn't know what I was doing when I left the house, but now that I look back, it was the Holy Spirit, you know, taking me out of the bad place and maybe a wake up call for him. However, he was in denial, so he started a new relationship. They got married about 9 months ago,
yeah.
And we have two daughters. One is 9 and one is 11.
Okay.
He doesn't really see them. He hasn't seen them all this time a whole lot, and he's asking to see them more, which I'm okay because I want him to be a part of their lives. However, he's not trustworthy. He has DUIs. And he talks bad about me in front of me, behind my back. So I said, yes, you may see them, but with my presence. So we can do lunch, we can do something. So with this weekend, we went to go see the Nutcracker. And he promises the stars and the moon to the girls. He said, I'm going to pick you up around lunchtime. We're going to do something before the Nutcracker, and then we're going to have dinner together. Where in their minds, they're having all these things,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And
okay.
Conversations
so
with him.
So what happened?
So he sent me a text around noon saying, meet me at the Nutcracker at 2. And I thought, wow, okay. So we did. When we got there, he was drunk. Apparently, he had an argument with his wife because he was going to see us. And after the Nutcracker, he was begging, crying, that he wanted an hour with the girls at his house. And I said, no.
Okay.
And the girls were crying, too. Can we please go with that?
All right. So we're almost out of time, and I'm suspecting you want to know what to do when he's wanting more time, but he's drunk. And she isn't happy that he even took the kids and you to the Nutcracker. So I'm going to start with Dave. What do you think she should do?
Well, I think he did the right thing because it would have been an explosive situation and the girls would have been hurt. And you're the mature one that has to make that decision. You can also demand somebody else be responsible. You don't have to be the one that's always responsible. But supervised visitation is something that you can get when somebody's that out of control.
So wouldn't she have to go to the courts or Child Protective Services for that?
Yeah, and I would talk to the divorce attorney to find out what you have to do legally, but there's ways to do that. And when somebody's out of control like that and they come drunk and they've been in a big fight with their current spouse, I mean, that's not a place to send your
children. No, it certainly isn't.
Okay, you know, so here's what we're – yeah, go ahead, Mylon.
Just you live in Orange County, Rose. I would call Child Protective Services and just say, I have a question to ask you. What are my legal rights? How do I protect my children from my ex-spouse who is drinking and has addictive characteristics and patterns? And they'll give you answers. They'll tell you what you can do.
Yeah. So – here's kind of the bottom line is he's not trustworthy, he's not safe, and he's not stable. And so any kind of protection, legal protection for those kids is a good thing. Arguing about what he can and can't do and dealing with it, then he's just never going to rise up to the occasion, I don't think. So I really think you're getting good advice from Dave and Mylon here. Take the argument away from you and him and have an official ruling of what he is and is not entitled to. And I think you have to level with these girls that you are hoping and praying that one day your father will be more consistent. Don't give up on him. You've got, you know, great. I mean, we've seen people transformed all the time. But right now, it just seems like he's really going through a very, very tough time. And you guys saw that the other day when we went out. And so you've got to give them a little bit of reality while at the same time, you know, not destroying any kind of potential for a relationship with him. All right. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. And, you know, maybe you're listening to this and you're involved in something like this and you're the one, you're the only one that could step up here and make the change. Do that. Be the one that changes this thing. Be the one that says, okay, it's time that I become the man that I want to be, that I need to be. We've got workshops for you. We've got counselors for you. We've got books. We've got resources. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and tell us what it is that we could do to help you. Living Lights coming up January the 26th, right after Every Man's Battle. We've got Intimacy in Marriage, the Restore Workshop for Women, Take Your Life Back March 16th. All of these things are for you. And please, please don't wait. Make it your year-end goal that this next year is going to be your year. For us, it's our 30th anniversary. And we're really excited about it. For you, it could be your one-year anniversary. It could be the beginning of a whole new way of life for you. So I'm hoping and praying that you do the most difficult thing for some people to do. Pick up a telephone and call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We began the program talking about transformation. That's what Christmas is all about. Those are the stories we love. Transformation, total change. And you could be part of that by supporting this ministry. We're not just here to help somebody see things differently or to give them a better perspective. We want to see lives transformed. Even when you're not the big target, you may be, your problems may be small compared to the person that you're in a relationship with. But we don't want you to just wait for the other person to get better. We want you to transform your life, see it differently, respond differently. We can't do it without your help. And your help starts with a phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you could sit down right now and write out a check, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Just write a check, $100, whatever you can do, or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support this ministry. 1-800-229-3000. Got another couple of programs we're going to do, so I hope you'll join us for that. 1-800-229-3000. Appreciate you. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop. Thanks to all of you who listen and watch and pray. We'll see you next time, right here.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.